The future home of Texas Public Radio is tucked away in the stage house behind the historic Alameda Theater. At the center of the gutted building, a group of city officials, TPR staff and board members, and entertainers all gathered to commemorate the event. The headquarters name comes as an acknowledgement of a major gift courtesy of Guillermo Nicolás, the son of Irma and Emilio, as his way to honor his parents, who made significant contributions in the mass media industry, both on a local and national scale. Emilio Nicolás Sr. is credited with building Univision, one of the first broadcast networks in the United States, and now the nation's largest Spanish-language network. Irma Nicolás' father, Raúl Cortés Sr., was also a trailblazer in network development in the mid-20th century. In 1946, he started the first full-time Spanish-language radio station in the U.S. Later, he opened the first full-time Spanish-language television station and the first UHF channel.
To have two Mexican-American names attached to the TPR headquarters makes a big statement about our city and the cultural unity that we enjoy.
Guillermo expressed his gratitude for the opportunity to commemorate his family. Other city officials also shared their sentiments with the Nicolás family.
Guillermo and your family, who truly represent what the American dream is all about. We're naming this institution the Irma and Emilio Nicolás Media Center, which is a remarkable tribute to Guillermo's parents, but also a testament to the promise of our country.
That's Mayor Ron Nirenberg. He went on to say the accomplishments of the Nicolás family not only embody the possibilities of our nation, but also the promises San Antonio holds. Also present at the event was Irma Nicolás, Texas Public Radio's president and CEO Joyce Slocum, County Judge Nelson Wolf, District 1 City Councilman Roberto Treviño, and newly appointed Precinct 2 County Commissioner Justin Rodriguez. After the formal speeches and festivities, officials grabbed their hard hats, protective goggles, and sledgehammers to take a swing at a chunk of wall. The demolition marked the beginning of a construction project that will take 1 year to complete. It's also the next phase in San Antonio's ongoing effort to revitalize its downtown west side, a staple of the city's Mexican-American community. Lauren Terrazas, Texas Public Radio News.